Time now for the lighter side of golf with our very own Bob Krause. Check him out at bobkrausegolf.com. Bob Krause making it happen for you. The lighter side on The Fan.
Welcome to the lighter side of golf. I'm Bob Krause. Fridays is going to be the day. We're going to call it Fun Fact Fridays, where I'm going to have you, the listener, send me a tweet, a Facebook post to Bob Krause Golf, or Twitter at Bob Krause Golf, or you can send it to my website, bobkrausegolf.com. Mark D'Orazio last week, he sent me a question. He's a great player. He's about a 10 handicap, but he was recently down in Florida and he was having trouble hitting the ball thin, you know, sculling it over the green. Thin, for those guys that don't know, is when you hit the bottom of the club face, the lip of the ball, or the lip of the club will actually hit the center of the golf ball and just go screaming across the green. Not ideal for scoring, let me just say that. So Mark's from Troy. What I'm going to have Mark do is next time you go out and you practice, Mark, you know, get around the green, and I call it set left, stay left. And what that means is traditionally you set your weight at 50-50 from right to left in your stance. What I want you to do is put 70% of the weight on your left heel. And Mark's a right-handed player, so left-handers put it on the right heel. But put it on the left heel. Now, put the butt of the club, which is the grip of the golf club, pointing at your left hip. Now, when you take the club back, don't transfer the weight to the right side. Set left, stay left. If you take this to the golf course, next time you go practice, Mark, you're going to chip the ball closer to the green. You're going to have a whole lot more fun. And those chili dips will be a thing of the past. So try that, have fun, and have a great day.
Listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
Hey, on this day in 1984, brought to you by Comerica Bank, after their opening day win at Minnesota, the Tigers and Twins had the traditional second day off. Sparky told them to rest up. It was Tigers' their first day off since the second week of spring training. They'd be back at it for Game 2 on April 5th, which would be a 7-3 Tigers win behind Dan Petrie, Alan Trammell's four hits, and a three-run ding from you-know-who, Gibby, Kirk Gibson. But there was no game on this day for Detroit in 1984. As we look back this season, all the way through the World Series as the Tigers made their run this 30th anniversary. And it's always presented to you by Comerica Bank. There you go, Rob. A little look back every day. 30 years, Tigers trying to do the same thing they did in 1984.
All right, Mark, now it's time to get you caught up. Time for a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson, is sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in Detroit, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers.
Okay, baseball time at Comerica. It took a little bit longer than they would have liked because there was a little rain delay in there. A little stuff fell, and then Anibal Sanchez lasted four innings, had to come out after that. Drew Smyly replaced him. Combined, they went seven innings, giving up three hits, two runs, six Ks. Tigers beat the Orioles 10-4 in the first of three. A 17-hit attack by Brad Ausmus and the Tigers. Four, not by Ausmus, but by Miguel Cabrera, his first homer of the year, and his 2,000th hit on that fourth hit and his first homer. Torrey Hunter hit one. Rajay Davis, a three-run shot. Torrey and AJ each had three hits. Castellanos and Kinsler each had two. And the Tigers win it by six, 10-4. Jabba Chamberlain had a little problem in the ninth, but it didn't matter. 10-4 was the final. They play again tomorrow. Rick Porcello and Bud Norris. Tigers stand at 3-0. Wings are that same number up right now. 3-0 to the second period at Joe Louis. Darren Helm, Thomas Yurko, and Alfie. Daniel Alfredson with his 18th goal of the season. And the Wings have that 3-0 lead on Buffalo. Pistons right now, last I looked, was 55-42 Brooklyn. They were coming close to halftime. Andre Drummond with 10 points and 8 rebounds so far. But again, as I mentioned, a loss by the Pistons and a win by the Knicks. And that will be the end of it. They can't even mathematically make that 8th and final playoff spot. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker Demand presented by Sporty Cuts. Other NHL, the Canadiens have put four on the Senators. It's 4-0 second. Blue Jackets over the Blackhawks, 2-1 second. 1-1 Caps Devils in the second. Alex Ovechkin, goal number 49. Flames Panthers, no score second. Other NBA, halftime. Denver leads at Memphis, 47-43. Charlotte over Orlando, 66-47. How bad are the Magic? That's in the third quarter. Ditto third quarter, Toronto over Indiana, 67-61. Atlanta leads Cleveland by 14 in the second, 55-41. Philly trails at Boston, 41-40 in the second. The Heat up over the T-Wolves, 52-41. 42 in the second at Miami, and the Knicks are leading Washington in the second, 36-35. Other baseball, American League, eighth inning now. The Twins lead the Twins are trailing the Indians 7-2 in Cleveland. Royals beat the White Sox this afternoon in the home opener at Kansas City 7-5. Blue Jays over the Yankees 3-2 now in the third. Rays shutting out the Rangers in the fifth 4-0. Angels have taken a 1-0 lead on the Astros in Houston in the second. National League, Evan Gattis' first homer of the year gives the Braves the win over the Nationals 2-1. Phillies beat the Cubs at Wrigley in the Wrigley opener 7-2. Giants beat the Dodgers 8-4. San Fran is now 4-1. Rockies over the Diamondbacks 12-2 on 17 hits at Coors. Still delayed by rain. They haven't called the game yet at Pittsburgh, but they haven't started it either. Pirates and Cardinals. In the fifth, the Mets at Citi Field lead the Reds 2-1. Marlins over the Padres in Miami 5-0 fifth. And Giancarlo Stanton with a 484-foot homer in that game for the Miami Marlins. One early game, the Brewers beat the Red Sox at Fenway 6-2. NCAA Final Four tomorrow in Cowboy Stadium. UConn, Florida starts at 6:09. Kentucky, Wisconsin follows. The winners play Monday night. PGA Houston Open Round 2. Sergio Garcia, 12 under par with Matt Kuchar. They got the lead there by 4 shots. Phil Mickelson is 6 back at -6. And that's your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. Got a little NCAA situation there, Rob Parker, just for a minute. Bo Ryan, your guy, gets to a point now where he has a chance to win a national championship. I know you're kind of, I don't know if you're rooting for Wisconsin or you don't really root.
I'm not rooting for anybody, but I like Bo Ryan. I've always told you that. You know that. I think he's a hell of a coach. I don't think he has the same players that everybody else has, and he gets the most out of them. I admire that. I admire that.
I think that the matchup of coaches is almost more intriguing than the teams because you have the two veteran coaches in Calipari, and I mean veteran in the NC2A sense.
Right.
I wouldn't say Bo Ryan because he hasn't really – not that he hasn't gotten there. But Calipari's got a title, and Donovan's got two. And you think Donovan needs that third to really solidify himself in a different echelon.
That's me. If he wins another one, Mark, that's just me.
Because he won his in back-to-back fashion, 06 and 07.
With the same squad.
Same, basically the same team. Whereas the two, Bo Ryan and Kevin Ollie replaced Jim Calhoun, who had 3 national championships, and I know what you think of that. He's in the great category because he won with 3 different groups. And Kevin Ollie, everybody hated the choice. They said he shouldn't be the guy to replace him. Why are you bringing in just a guy? Okay, he played at Connecticut. He's sitting on Calhoun's bench for a year.
He was his assistant, right, and he gets the job. It was a controversial hire. I agree with that.
His NBA career, he was the guy. Wasn't he the guy that was going to replace Michael Jordan at some point in Chicago?
Was he?
Yeah, I mean, when he played for the Bulls back in the late 90s, it was him, and then it was Pete Myers. There was like this slew of like these horrible guards that came through the doors that he was going to be the next, not to be the next Jordan.
No, that was.
But someone's got to play the position.
Who was that kid? What was the kid's name? Baby Jordan?
Harold Miner.
Harold Miner. That was supposed to be.
Out of USC, Harold Miner, Baby Jordan.
I would love to look at his stats. Where did he finish up? Baby Jordan.
Oh, no, he had no career, no career of consequence. But this is interesting to me. The last national title for all four of these teams. Now, UConn just won in 2011. That was Calhoun's swan song. They are 3-0 lifetime in title games. Florida, 07. So Donovan hasn't won one in 7 years. He's 2-1 in the title game.
Who do you think he is, Tom Izzo?
Well, compared to Izzo, that's like yesterday, right, Rob? 07's like just around yesterday. Kentucky, 2012, last championship. So it was just a couple years ago, if you recall. The Wildcats' lifetime are 8-2 in the title game. And Wisconsin's last championship was 1941. Even Bo Ryan wasn't around yet. And they're 1-0 in the title game. It's the only time they've ever been there. Total of all four teams in the national championship Final Four, 14-3.
Wow.
In Final Four action. That's their record in championship games.
It's pretty amazing.
14-3.
Got powerhouses going for
it. Yeah. And even Wisconsin adds that one championship in 1941, which was like the third year they ever had a sanctioned NCAA championship. So that's really all you got. You know, that go pick your my bracket.
Where are you? I mean, are you excited about who do you have still left?
I'm going to take Florida because that's the only team I have left.
Who did you have winning it? Michigan
Louisville.
State? Oh, yeah. No, you didn't have them. Yeah,
and Louisville beating Florida in the championship game. So since I had Florida in
I don't
the
know. You know
game,
what, Mark? I think you've seen Kentucky grow. I mean, I think people were disappointed all year. And now?
Do the video minions think I look better like this?
Yeah, that looks perfect.
Can you just keep that paper there? Can we white balance against you?
White balance.
What are you saying? I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying. Kentucky's grown up a lot. They showed me something, Mark. That team is young, right? Five freshmen. Everybody's saying, hey, compared to the Fab Five or whatever. And I just think they've gotten better as time has gone on. And now they're dangerous to me. They're long, a lot of offensive rebounds. They get putbacks. I don't know. I think that's hard to play, and they can defend.
Well, you know, we were talking with EP about that, about this incarnation again of this. And I think at Kentucky they're calling them the Fresh Five because they don't want to use that Fab Five
thing. No, of course not. Right. You don't want to use the same.
But it's that same philosophy about when Chris Webber and Jalen Rose and Jimmy King and Ray Jackson and Juwan Howard got together for a couple of years on campus. We all know what happened in the postscript. But back then there were rock stars. They couldn't go. I covered everything. And I remember going to the Kansas Coliseum, of all places, in Wichita, Kansas, and people waiting 2 hours for the Michigan bus to arrive to watch them practice. And I'm telling you, the Kansas Coliseum was packed for practice.
That's obviously before internet porn.
Yeah, it was, like a couple of years. That's exactly what did I tell you? Did I tell you? It's a Friday night.
Stop.
Okay? You wouldn't even want to know what he's going to do after this
stop,
show's over.
Stop.
I just hope he doesn't do it before the show's over.
248-848-1130 is the number.
So all I'm telling you is,
Mark, who would wait 2 hours to watch them practice?
Well, the incarnation.
What, the Beatles?
They were like the Beatles. That's a good comparison. They were the sporting equivalency of the Beatles at that time in the early to mid-90s. Everywhere we went, whether it was Tucson, Arizona, down to the McHale Center, I mean, I went on all those trips, the Reunion Arena in Dallas, the time where Bill Clinton came out with Chelsea and with Hillary, and they watched Arkansas against Michigan. That was when Weber was gone, but there were still the other four, and he wanted to see that. It wasn't so much about Nolan Richardson and the Razorbacks. He wanted to see Michigan.
And through that whole time, nobody could slip Chris Weber a free pizza.
No. He had to go spend the $300,000 that Ed Martin gave him for the pizza. 248-848-1130. Michael, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
How you doing there? I'm surprised that y'all back on the radio where y'all started at, man. But what I want to comment.
You're surprised.
Why are you surprised? You thought we were done or you never hear from us again?
Hey, I never thought I'd hear from y'all again. Y'all was on every radio station in Detroit one time.
Oh, hit that again, Gary. Hit it again.
That's all right. That just means we get around, you know?
I understand that, man.
Hey, Michael, hold on. Michael, I want to tell you one thing because I've been dying to say this. It's what professionals do. Professionals are hired to do professional jobs.
All right.
So they don't all just stay at one place for the rest of their life.
Ask David Letterman.
Howard Stern.
Right. Everybody. Everybody moves around.
Pick any business, not just the radio or TV business. You may proceed.
I'm with that because I know I listen to Rob Parker, especially with you. You know, sometimes you used to be on Earl Robinson's show.
Oh, yeah.
I used to
host Earl Robinson's show sometimes.
Yeah. Earl, you know, he's retired now.
I know he is.
So he got bunch of college kids doing it now. So, but I just want to see. Yeah, that's the inquiry question because I was saying I tried to call up there a couple times to see what he was doing since Michigan State went to the Rose Bowl, and he always had this dream of going to the Rose Bowl. So,
yeah, I don't know if he went or not.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Earl went.
Yeah. What I want to ask you about the golf thing and the girl in the magazine there.
Yes.
What I want to know if Tiger Woods' niece, Cheyenne
Woods, she's very attractive.
Yeah, if she started winning in the stateside, would she be a popular draw like her uncle is Tiger Woods? Because I mean, golf, ladies golf, sometimes I watch it on the golf channel too, but it seems like golf is such an elitist sport and it's such a niche sport that they need somebody out there that'll pull people in that just not just offers and stuff because most of the people play golf, they like they middle age.
I know, but why do you need to, what you call it, why does somebody have to have certain looks or an appeal? If somebody can play a game well, why does that really matter? I'm just always wondered about that. I understand about pop music and culture and you know, trying to put sexy people on magazine covers and
Miley twerking?
They're trying to sell clothes and whatnot. I get that, right? You're not going to put – I get all that.
It's funny because that's a good point, Rob, but when it comes to women, it's different because you got some of the best athletes that play basketball, and that game would draw people to even watch them play.
Women won't even go. Right, women won't even go to the games.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. You know, how many real men besides men are really sports fans? Because you see women wear football jerseys and basketball jerseys, but really they shopping that because they like the
Michael,
color of it.
Even if it's Serena and Venus, it doesn't get bigger than those two. Women's sports, whether you like it or not, always has a ceiling. There's only so far it's going to go.
But you know why they have a ceiling, Mark? Because women
won't support it. There are more women in this
country
than men.
Sarah, have you ever been to a WNBA game? Sarah, look, she's shaking her head. She never called her boyfriend up and bought two tickets for $8 and taken him out on a date.
What about women's college basketball?
Women won't go to women's college basketball either.
They showed up all night. I'm just laughing at that.
Well, you say that, but it's not even.
Women's final. Think about this: the men's Final Four. You know, all this publicity and that men. You don't even hear nothing about the women's Final Four. You got two undefeated teams, so.
But you know why? You know what? You know how you get people in the building. What they should have done for the women's NCAA championship, they should have just had laundry night. You bring your laundry in, and the team will wash it for you. And I think they would have sold out.
Hey, this is a better idea. Why don't they have the women and the men play the same day? Just have the it's called basketball night.
No, Michael.
That's not going to happen.
They used to do that.
And
that's
what
they used to. They play the women's game at 4 and the men's game at 7.
And then people would show up at 7.
Hey, I'm serious, man. I'm glad the radio station is coming up really loud up here tonight. Usually it doesn't come up here loud. So
are you in the Sag Nasty? You're up in Saginaw?
You ain't got the money to spend some power up here. But I'm joining you back, both of you guys, back on the air.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Up there in the Sag Nasty.
Mark, you know, what am I telling you? I know I'm joking around, but I'm serious. You know this, that nobody wants to go.
Well, if we're hitting that hard, let's just do that for the next 10 minutes. Look, the reason...
Laundry night wouldn't attract people?
No, because I don't want to drag my damn laundry over to the palace, okay? Or when the Shock were around, or
was
Swin Cash going to do my laundry for
me? Imagine if they really had like a laundry night. I told you.
What was the other girl that they had over there? Who was the other one? Carl Malone's daughter. What was her name? I'm shocked.
Something.
Come on.
Something Ford.
Yeah.
I want to say Carol Ford. It's not Carol.
No,
Ford.
It's not Carol Ford. Cheryl Ford.
Cheryl Ford. Right.
Carl Malone's daughter.
Or you could have $100 bill night. I told you one or the other, and you would sell out.
I still think the ceiling comes, though.
You would go if they gave out a $100 bill to go, wouldn't you?
I don't know.
They probably still wouldn't sell out. They say, because you got to stay for the whole game to get your 100.
I'm not a hater of women's hoops.
You got to stay, Mark, to get the 100.
I told you, Karen Langland, when she coached at MSU, Sue Guevara, who was at Michigan, Susie Merchant, who's at MSU now. I'm a big fan. I was always a promoter. I always did stuff. I even hung out with the girls back in college.
Speaking of that, you're laughing, Mark. You're laughing.
Yes, I'm not laughing.
Andy Furman, who you know is on Fox Sports Radio, does the morning show, right?
Mike North, yeah.
Andy Furman used to...
You know Mike North?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Andy Furman used to be a PR guy for a racetrack in Alabama. You can look it up. I'm not BSing. And you know what he had one night? Seriously, in Alabama. Ku Klux Klan night. If you wore like a white sheet, you got it for free.
Oh, Lord, no.
I'm dead serious. I want you to know he got fired.
Really? Shocked.
But he had a Ku Klux Klan night.
248-848-1130. I got nowhere to go with that. We'll do a little more of this. Then coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to play you. If you don't know who the head coach is at Eastern Michigan, it kind of got by me because he went around the holidays, he got hired. I'm going to play a bit of this guy and see if you think he's a little too intense. And to see, normally Rob isn't that into these kind of guys, and I just want his opinion as to whether or not he thinks that this cat, the new coach at Eastern Michigan football, because their spring game is this weekend too. It's tomorrow is just like Michigan's is, so get ready for that. And we'll update you. Pistons are up, they're down, I don't know, is it 4? And the Wings last check, that 62-48. See, that the 6s and 5s on that, I don't like the way they do that on there. 14-point lead for Brooklyn. And the Wings were up 3-0 at last check. We'll get everything caught up to you at Sports Wrap time. 248-848-1130. Friday night, obviously, on Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Good time to tell you that Tailgate for a Cause starts this weekend with Gridiron and the Chef. Theo Gridiron and Chef Rob Wise. You hear them every Sunday from 9 to 11. We'll put a whole new spin on tailgating this year for Tigers and Lions Sunday home games. It starts this Sunday, April 6th, 8:30 a.m. at Chelly's Chili Bar, downtown Detroit. We've been there many times and done many a show down there. We hope to do many, many more. They're going to have a live DJ thing, beanbag toss contest, video games, ticket giveaway. Just bring a couple of non-perishable food items. In return, that'll go to Gleaners Food Bank of Southeastern Michigan, which
so
is always
a loaf of
great
bread
cause.
Doesn't work.
No, Rob, they prefer not. They would prefer like canned goods or something of that nature. By the way, when you bring your two items, Better Made Snack Foods and Faygo are there to give you a bag of chips and a Faygo drink of your choice. So Chef in the Gridiron and the Chef, just check them out anyhow. You know it. You love them. You can't live without them. And you can check them at, you can also get their Facebook, the whole Twitter thing as well, and the Premier Sports Talk Network.com. But that's this Sunday from 9 to 11. They start out there. They'll be live on location. You go see the guy who sings Forward Down the Field. He does it a lot better than moi. And Rob Wise, who can't sing at all. And they'll both be down there doing their thing at 9 o'clock. And don't forget, tomorrow, Camp Two Fires, Rob Parker, Bob Bauer.
Bob Bauer.
Bob Bauer's Outdoor World right here on Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan, beginning at 10 all the way till noon. 248-848-1130. The point I wanted to make that I still haven't because I'm an idiot is that you're right. If more women would go support their own kind.
There are more women than men, Mark.
But this is my point. If the men got into it as well and took their women, they would be big. Let me tell you what would
no,
be
No, it's the other way around. It's the other way around. Women have to take their men, but women aren't digging in their pockets to buy tickets. It's that simple, Mark. If they took their boyfriends on a Friday night and said, I want to go to a WNBA game, we're going to have dinner, and I got tickets to the game.
I agree.
Would you not go?
I'm with you.
Would you not go if Catherine said, I got a night
yes.
planned for us?
Yes. And I would also go to
How
a
many
golf-
times has she said that?
None. Z in a row. What is that? What do you write? Shower with your favorite player night?
Oh, God. You know what? Hey, EP, I don't know what state you think we're in. It's against the law here in Michigan to give somebody a sponge bath against their will.
You ever covered a female locker room? Not that easy, because they have the players out to you.
It's not the other way around.
Yeah, the women are coming out of the shower with just bath towels wrapped around them. No problem. But women are in men's locker rooms. We've debated that thing forever, haven't
Mark,
we?
Mark, that's no big deal.
All right, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, his name is Chris Creighton. And it may have gotten by you, but Chris Creighton is the new head coach at Eastern Michigan football.
In other countries, he's known as Chris Kringle, right?
He'd be Chris Kringle right. In Sweden. Well, he ain't no Santa Claus, and he has a little bit of a demeanor that, you know what? Brady Hoke is one way, Mark D'Antonio is one way. This guy is fire and brimstone. And, again, he got hired around Christmas time after Ron English was let go.
That makes sense.
So it flew under the radar. But he's here. He's got spring ball.
Was it Christmas or that it was Eastern Michigan?
What? Was it Christmas or? Yes, Rob, it was because it was Eastern and nobody pays attention. Poor Heather Like and the good folks up at Ipsy just can't catch a break with people like you. Eastern's going, you know what, Rob? Eastern has as much a chance to go to the national championship game as anybody.
Sure.
They're in the MAC. Northern Illinois went to a BCS game. Just got to start winning something. Maybe this is the guy. We'll see. Next, you're going to hear a little bit of this guy and you decide whether or not you would let your kid or yourself would play for him. He's a little fired up, I will tell you that.
All right, it's a Friday night. More on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob Parker along with D-Man Mark. Well, I hope you're enjoying the show because I am having a ball tonight.
Sports Wrap next.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!